The Secretary General decided for the first time ever to appoint two special envoys for El Niño and climate, because El Niño, which is a familiar weather pattern, is now worsened by climate change, and it's had devastating impacts around the world.
This is the United Nations General Assembly where heads of state, government, ministers, leaders from all over the world are meeting here today. What are you trying to achieve by being here?
I'm saying to these leaders that this is a really serious humanitarian crisis affecting 60 million people. In southern Africa alone, there are 579,000 children seriously malnourished. And we have a funding gap because it's an invisible, slow onset, insidious problem. And I'm saying that we need to do it better next time, because we can't afford to have this as a humanitarian problem. We must be able to plan for resilience in communities, for all of the things, disaster risk reduction, insurance, smart agriculture, food security, gender. Women are more affected than men because they have to put food on the table, and they're more affected in a crisis. So it's a really urgent problem, but it's invisible at the moment.
Do you feel you're getting heard with all the problems and all the crises that are in the headlines, like Syria? Do you feel that you're getting heard?
I think we're very aware that we really have to have a blueprint for action for next time. And I've talked to a lot of leaders about that, and definitely they've heard that. They are very keen on the idea that this, if it becomes a humanitarian problem, we have actually failed. We failed to prepare adequately. And that message is really getting through.
You've taken on some of the toughest assignments in the UN. What can you tell us, as a former president and as a woman, what has been your experience in overcoming challenges and getting people to move and take action on things?
Well, first of all, as the first woman president of Ireland, I was very keen to show that I was proud to be a woman and to do it as a woman and not try to be a man somehow, that I wanted to play to my strengths as a woman. And I think that's true also when I was made High Commissioner for Human Rights, and when I was more recently the Special Envoy for the Great Lakes in Africa and was in your country, Burundi. I was always conscious that I wanted to link with women on the ground, grassroots women, learn from them, and then help them to get their voice out. Now on climate, I'm doing the same thing with my foundation on climate justice. I'm very affected by issues of justice, and climate change is one of the biggest human rights issues in the world today. It's an issue of complete justice, and we have to understand that the poorest countries and communities are being affected, and they are the least responsible. So I wake up every morning full of passion.
Thank you very much. I'm Jocelyn Sambira, and I was with Mary Robinson, the UN Special Envoy for El Niño and Climate.